Miles Jupp, Rory Bremner, Joe Brand, Andy Hamilton, plus the ever-smiling Jack D in the chair. I'm sorry I haven't a clue after the news of some other Christmas favourite.
On BBC One this Christmas...
There's a polar bear!
Step right up to Poplar.
How about that then, Rich? The circus is coming!
The festivities are in full swing.
If I have nothing to wear, it really will be the end of the world as we know it.
With moments of magic...
There's something about these sequins that gives me goosebumps.
...and the promise of joy.
You're in our arms now. And by Christmas, you'll be holding a baby of your own.
Call the Midwife on Christmas Day at 7:40 on BBC One and iPlayer.
And now on Radio 4...
We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Oh, hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. We continue to record the show remotely with the teams in their own homes across the UK. Now, this week, due to the pinpoint accuracy of the NHS Track and Trace app, I'm broadcasting from the drive-in test centre closest to my London home. I'm on the Isle of Wight. The NHS Test and Trace app was trialled on the Isle of Wight. When the first local resident tested positive, they had to persuade the man's wife and sister to isolate. Happily, she agreed. The National Poo Museum can be discovered in the heart of Sandown Bay. I have to say the TripAdvisor reviews are extremely unhelpful. It's simply impossible to tell whether a load of old crap is a criticism or a recommendation. Sadly, the much-loved seaside pier of Shanklin was hit by a hurricane during the Great Storm of 1987. Thankfully, you can still visit the pier today. It's in a field in Normandy. The exiled emperor of Ethiopia spent time on the Isle of Wight in 1938, staying in seafront accommodation. And the emperor spent much of his time walking, but when dinner was ready, his landlord could often be heard on the beach whistling for him or simply shouting, "Selassie, come home!" Queen Victoria's original bathing machine can still be seen at Osborne House. It's a wooden hut on wheels that can be pushed into the sea. David Cameron writes in a very similar hut in his garden in Chipping Norton. A local team are in training to push that into the sea as well. The Chequers Inn boasts one of the largest carvery restaurants in the UK and is hugely popular with the island's many elderly residents. One weekend, their kitchen completed a staggering 500 roasts, beaten only by the Isle of Wight crematorium. In the 1920s, the Reverend Spooner retired to the Isle of Wight in some disgrace following an unfortunate incident one fateful October weekend when he tried to explain that everybody's clocks would be going back. The Dinosaur Museum on the Isle of Wight was the first custom-built dinosaur museum in Europe. Its collection of old bones and fossils would still be unknown had they not been dug up, dusted off, and put under the spotlight. Let's meet the teams. In Bubble A, Andy Hamilton, Joe Brand, and Rory Bremner. And in Bubble B, Marcus Brigstock, Rachel Paris, and Miles Jupp. And taking his place in the remote scoring booth, please welcome our isolating tree trunk in trunks, the Immaculate Sven. Well, we start this week with some new additions to the Uxbridge English Dictionary. A good dictionary is essential for learning the correct use of similar words. For example, many people don't understand the difference in meaning between the words fraudulence and gerrymandering. Well, fraudulence is the action or quality of cheating, lying or deceiving someone, whereas gerrymandering is a German satsuma. But the meanings of words are constantly changing, team, so your suggestions, please, of any new definitions you may have spotted recently. Joe, maybe you could start.
Pubic, for shaving in church.
Marcus.
Gastronomy, the study of space farts.
Rory.
Tagliatelle, the wires at the back of your television.
Rachel.
Aspergers, a type of laxative.
Andy.
Granular, a vampire who keeps taking her teeth out.
And Miles.
Kudos, the second line of shoppers at a Spanish checkout desk.
Stopcock, a chastity belt.
Vaccine, a short drama about Hoovers.
Fibrillate, to pass on something that was said by Donald Trump.
Chilly Shally, Sean Connery's daft niece.
Gurgler, a light-fingered ventriloquist.
Cack-handed, no loo roll.
Pistachio, facial hair that smells of urine.
Sanctity, five French breasts.
Aisle, a cheery greeting from a Cockney Nazi.
Assassination, a country populated by pairs of donkeys.
Hair lacquer, a bald person.
Pioneer, a common cause of deafness among pastry chefs.
Dunkirk, the career of William Shatner.
Tortilla, was a teacher at this school.
Well, the teams are going to do a spot of acting for us now in the round called Sound Charades. Yay! This is a variation of the old TV favourite Give Us a Clue, the show that featured Mime Master General Lionel Blair. Yay! Throughout the 3 months of lockdown, sprightly 91-year-old Lionel entertained his family bubble by noisily tap dancing every day for half an hour. The Blair family positively encouraged these displays. Lionel got his daily exercise and they got a 30-minute drilling window for their escape tunnel. Andy, Joe and Rory, you're to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to our audience via their smartphones. And for listeners at home, here is the mystery voice.
Countdown. Countdown.
Right, so you're guessing this one, Marcus, Rachel and Miles, and our audience may care to clap if they think that they're getting warm. So off you go, please, Andy, Joe and Rory.
It's a TV show and it's one word.
Ah, young lady, what brings you to this tavern in old Transylvania?
Hello there. I'm a sweet innocent virgin and I'm looking for the castle.
No, please, sweet innocent virgin, do not go to that accursed castle from which nobody has ever returned.
Yes, for it is the home of a terrible vampire.
I don't like the sound of that.
Me neither, but I'm not sure what a Transylvanian accent sounds like.
Is this vampire like Dracula, then?
No, no, no. Much more terrifying. For centuries he has roamed the countryside, spreading chaos and terror. But now he mostly works from home.
Does he look like Dracula, then?
No, he does not look like Dracula. He is much, much more unsettling. For he has the wings of a vampire, but his body is completely covered in small, fluffy feathers.
These small, fluffy feathers from which he gets his name.
That's right. Thank you. The end.
Named after small feathers.
Something down. What's a TV show? Something down. It's not Downton Abbey, is it?
No.
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 Something down, is it?
You were quite close with Dracula, but you're not coming across as very bright at the moment. Can you say that?
Oh, yes, I know. Countdown. Yay! Yes.
Well done, and thank you, audience. I should have said, if you feel the guessing team is getting warm, then do please clap to encourage, as you were sort of doing it. It's a good thing just to help them know where they... And it'll help keep you warm as well. Save a bob or two on the winter fuel allowance. Right, your title has now been displayed, Marcus, Rachel and Miles. And here, once more, is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
The James Bond film, No Time to Die. No Time to Die.
Okay.
So this is a film, and it's four words.
Hello, I'm here to get my hair done.
Oh, did you have an appointment at all?
We are very busy, I'm afraid.
Well, yes, I was booked in at 7.
Oh.
Oh.
7.
Ooh.
Oh.
Have we lost Rachel?
I thought Rachel was next to you.
Yes, but we're not sharing a microphone.
I'm going to stay in character while you find her.
Hold on a minute. Rach, where have you gone?
I think I've guessed it. Is it? I'm sorry, I haven't a clue.
So the news is her laptop's crapped out.
Oh, no.
No, that's all right. It's just putting some petrol in the back of it and turning the crank and hopefully it'll start up again.
Marcus, do you think you and Miles can complete this with you doing both lines?
Yes, I would think so. Yep.
You could take it from the top, maybe.
Oh, I think we should carry on halfway through and one of the characters unexplainedly dies.
Yeah. I think you've all died, Miles.
Any notes, Marcus? Are you happy?
No, it's Miles, you're wonderful, love.
Thank
absolutely
you, Miles.
Wonderful.
I thought you were being absolutely terrific. And Rachel
oh, bless
was very
your
good.
Heart.
It's a shame about her nerves.
Yes, yes. Are you happy, love, just to jump in?
I'm happy, love.
Okay, love. Yes. All right. Well, listen, I'll tell them what the clue is, and then we'll just act our little socks off.
Yes, I'll be with you as soon as I've finished stretching.
Yeah. Are you vocally all there?
I am, but the rest of me is very tight.
Yes, I remember that, actually, from Chichester.
Such tiny dressing rooms.
Very little give at all. Anyway, this isn't it.
It'll do for now.
Here we go. It's a film, and it's four words.
Hello. I'm here to get my hair done.
Oh, did you have an appointment at all? It's just we are very busy, I'm afraid.
Yes, I had an appointment. I was booked in at 7.
Oh, 7. Well, you're a bit late. Yes, it's just we are rather busy. What was it you wanted doing?
Well, to be honest, I just wanted the colour changed.
Any particular colour?
Blonde. The shade's blonde.
Well, we'll be hard-pressed to get that done, I'm afraid. Ours in that shade is ruined.
Oh, how so?
Well, it's been shaken. Should have been stirred. So, We can wash it and we can dry it. We can do some basic styling, but we will be too up against it to change the colour.
So you're saying there's...
Yeah, that's right. Not enough minutes for a tint.
Well, I nearly joined in with that applause, Marcus. You were fabulous.
Oh, bless your heart.
That's very good.
I must say, I'm absolutely spent.
Well, you lifted it right off the page.
Thank you.
Oh, get a room, you two.
Andy, Joe and Rory, any idea?
Wild Stab in the Dark, it's a Bond film.
Bond.
Yes.
It's a Bond film. And it's, I think it must be No Time to Die. Yes!
Well, it's now time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. And today we'll be playing under emergency rules as laid down by the government's SAGE committee. Destinations will be ranked according to the three-tier system: medium, very medium and highly medium. Players who may land on the same destination must observe the rule of six, namely any group or gathering must contain at least six players. A gathering of fewer than six will be deemed in nip. So hands must be sanitised between moves, and this being radio, protective masks will be worn over the ears. I shall be wiping down all surfaces between rounds as usual. I've just had a track and trace alert. Someone's been in Greg's, Marcus.
Ah, sorry.
Yeah, so anyway, while we're with you, you can start, please, Marcus, remembering to keep distantly social.
OK, well then, Hendon Central.
Rory.
That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, that's fine for the moment, yeah.
Seven Sisters.
That's... Well, hang on. Sorry, this early in the game, but that's more than six, isn't it?
Of course it is. It's more than six. You can't have that.
Sorry, I can't keep up with the rules. I'm really sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah. Have you considered retraining, Rory?
Quite fancy playing the piano on this show.
You won't have to train for that. And I have to announce another change of rules at this point. Levels have been regraded to severely medium, not very medium, and medium rare. Rachel.
Rachel is here.
Yes, I am.
Oh, hooray!
Hey,
welcome back.
OK, so, Rachel.
I'm going to risk Tottenham Court Road.
Yes. Yeah, no, that's all very fine, yeah. Just quick, another rule change. Can you wash your hands if your location contains a university or a betting shop? Andy. In fact, Andy, I'm afraid you have to miss a turn.
Why?
Yes, because you're a restaurateur, aren't you? Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Well, last time we were around your house for dinner, you made us pay for it.
And?
Yeah, well, I'm afraid your tier's just been raised to level four, Andy, so I am actually having to shut you down.
This isn't just about lockdown, is it?
No, it isn't, Andy. On we go, Miles's go.
Peckham Rye.
Peckham Rye.
Ooh.
So, Joe. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Tottenham Hale.
Sorry, no, Joe. It's essential journeys only, and I'm afraid a trip to the off-licence isn't really essential. I know you might think it is.
I do.
You can have another go.
Oh, well, at getting to the off-licence?
Well.
Arsenal, then.
Arsenal is all right. Yes, Arsenal's fine. And back to Marcus.
St John's Wood.
Ah, Marcus, no, I think you've been upgraded to medium alert as well, which means mixing households won't be permitted unless you travel between curfews and drink bleach.
Jack, is there anywhere we can Google these rules? It's just some of them...
There's no point. Google can't keep up with it. I'm actually the only person who knows what the rules are at the moment.
It's just a shame because Mornington Crescent's always been crystal clear before this and now it's quite hard to follow.
Rory.
What about Hans Face Space Crescent? Hans Crescent.
Hans Crescent is acceptable, yes, we can do that, yeah. As long as you'll be shooting grouse. That's, Rachel.
With clean hands, I'm going for Tooting Beck.
I don't know if that will be sufficient for Tooting Beck. You might have to complete body sanitising.
Clapham South?
Clapham South is acceptable, yes. It's slightly more upmarket.
Well, I've got to go to London Fields.
Not sure about that, Miles. We do have a curfew in place. What time is it in Monmouth?
Oh, some point in the 1950s.
Just, now have another go at that one, please.
Can I go London Wall?
London Wall, yes, is perfectly good, yes. So, Joe.
Right, so I just dropped off there. Elephant Castle.
Mornington Crescent.
Yes. Well, the next round is a musical one called Songstoppers. And with Broadway and the West End in crisis, musical theatre producers have been brainstorming ways of reflecting the pandemic in their shows when they eventually reopen. So next year, expect to see Jesus Christ Superspreader, Chris Witty Witty Ban Ban. Or hear the revamped Mary Poppins classic, Hydroxychloroquine Expialidocious.
I recommend that one. It's a tremendous musical. It'll fix anything. It will. It will.
In this round, panellists from each team will take it in turn to sing the opening line to a series of well-known songs. It's the job of their teammates to answer each opening line in a manner likely to end the song altogether. Okay? So you can go first, Andy, Joe and Rory. And can we have your medley of first lines now, please?
I don't want to talk.
Well, shut up then.
If I had a hammer.
Here you are.
I'm nothing special, in fact. I'm a bit of a bore.
Sorry, I was miles away.
Andy, everyone's miles away. It would really help if you could concentrate.
It's a god-awful small affair.
Yeah, but it's what you do with it that counts.
You can tell by the way I use my walk, I'm a woman's man.
Really? Got that wrong.
Right, your turn now, Marcus, Rachel and Miles. Can we have your first line medley, please?
Do you remember the 21st night of September?
Oh, God, it's not our anniversary, is it? No. It's been... Is it been night? It's been night.
Wake up, Maggie, I think I got something to say to you.
Sorry, my name's Janet. Why do you build me up, buttercup baby, just to let me down?
Because that's how Jenga works.
Well, look a bell, look a bell, look a bell, look a bell, ooh-wee.
Yes, we've all seen a bell before.
Look, a bell. I closed my eyes.
And that is why you failed this driving test.
Raindrops on roses. houses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings.
Yeah, can you please stop fly tipping in my driveway?
Ground control to Major Tom.
You've been promoted to a knighthood. You can stop walking around the bloody garden.
Do you really like it? Is it wicked?
Well, it's now only a civil offence, but you should still have a TV licence.
Right.
I got chills, they're multiplying.
You should self-isolate with up to more than 6 people, hands, face, Bumpsy Daisy.
Well, it's very nearly the end of the show. Yes, but there is just time to fit in a quick round of Gardener's Film Club. Sven tells me he spent lockdown on his allotment, knee-deep in peat. Sven has high hopes of repeating his success at the local vegetable show. Last year, he successfully entered a giant Swede. In this round, teams, I'd like you, please, to suggest titles of films likely to prove popular with gardeners. Maybe you could start, please, Joe.
The Lone Hydrangea.
Marcus.
Gentlemen Prefer Ponds.
Rory.
Lot, Plot and Two Growing Marrows.
Rachel.
Dawn of the Dead Head.
Andy.
Saving Private Ryan.
And Miles.
10 Things I Hate About Q.
This is a Bond double bill produced by Barbara Broccoli. Dr. Moe and Lawn Raker.
The Full Monty Don.
The Devil Wears Barber.
Herbicide Goes Bananas.
Back to the Fuchsia.
You've Got Snail.
The Germinator.
A Manure for All Seasons.
Bring Me the Shed of Alfredo Garcia.
I'm just pausing my Grand Theft Auto and then we can move on. And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the 10 o'clock Zoom call of time is truncated by the BT broadband of bollocks. I notice it's the end of the show. So from the teams, Sven, myself, and our isolating audience at home, it's goodbye. Goodbye!
Marcus Brigstock, Rachel Paris, Miles Jupp, Rory Bremner, Joe Brand and Andy Hamilton will be given silly things to do by Jack Dean, with Colin Sal setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Fraser Steele and Stephen Dick, and the producer was John Naismith.